Fortunately, these spawns are not very useful. And here we're going to show some examples and to see that why the spectrum rate, the lower bound, up bound, in this case, is actually not very useful. We take a 2x2 matrix case, and the first example shows that M is a up triangle matrix, and with all the zeros on the diagonal. And so for any beta, this matrix, of course, has largest singular value equal to beta, and smallest singular equal to zero, and the spectrum radius equal to zero. And obviously, if we use the definition, we can compute the structure singular value equal to, structure singular value of the matrix corresponding to the block perturbation delta 1, delta 2. In this case, the structure singular value equal to zero because you can see that there is no delta such that makes the identity minus m delta singular. So, by definition, structure singular equal to zero. On the other hand, if we take another 2x2 matrix, then we can easily show that the spectrum radius is equal to zero, and the singular value is equal to one. In this case, we can also look at the perturbation of identity minus m delta, which is equal to 1 plus delta 1 minus delta over 2. And then if we want this equal to 0, we can easily satisfy that by taking delta 1 equal to minus delta 2 equal to minus 1. So, and in fact, anything, if we take delta 1, delta 2, both has magnitude strictly less than 1, then this determinant will never be 0. So obviously, we have the structure singular value equal to 1, because the 1 is the smallest perturbation you can have to make that determinant identity minus m delta equal to 0. So in this case, we can see that in the first case, the lower bound equals to the structure singular value, but the up bound could be far, far away because beta can be any number, so the up bound could be arbitrarily conservative. And in the second case, we can see that the up bound is actually equal to the structure singular value, but the lower bound is zero, which is useless, and it doesn't tell how close to the structure singular value at all. So in this case, neither the spectrum radius and all the larger singular value provides any useful bounds for those special cases. So what we need to do is to find a better bounds or a better way of bounding the structure singular value.